This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there. My name's Evan. I'm a dumb dad.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, pal.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers, dummy. Hey, listen. We are on the cusp, on the very cusp of the holidays. Fast forward. I know that we both have our children. Here we are in LAUSD. Our kids are off next week. And
yeah.
It feels like that is racing towards us in fast forward.
It's going to be our first ever having our kids off of school while both have been in.
Yeah.
We haven't had that before.
What a way to describe it. But yeah, all four of our kids in some way, shape, or form are in school.
Mm-hmm.
As little as it may be.
They're in. We have
They're
the
in.
Time.
We do have time. We
have
do
the time
waste
next week.
We do waste the time we have together by making a bunch of fart jokes in a row and then filming something different.
Yep.
And then and then we don't have that luxury in it at all next week.
Nope. Have we planned for it? No.
No. We've talked about it a little bit, but mostly just talking out loud the fears of what's coming.
Hey, that actually reminds me.
Break it down
to
for
the
me.
Listeners. Mm-hmm. Please DM us at dumbdadpod or email us dumbdadpod@gmail.com. Do you also, or am I just LA? Because I've been here almost 10
You're
years.
So
it'll be 10.
LA.
It'll be 10 in January. 10 years of doing that. You should have a play date next week. The voice goes up because you're lying.
Yeah. This is a statement I'm going to make to get out of the conversation.
I'm not against it. I'm never against it. I just don't want to initiate it.
Or
so
do
when
it.
Somebody goes, I don't care to do it. It's something to do. Especially like next week where our kids are going to be off. I'm down with play dates.
That's
but
true.
Like I've had a couple moms this past week say, like, would you get the kids together next week? They're going to be off. And I'm like, let's do it. And I've done it before and none of us contacted each other. And it was fine. Didn't care.
Because you know what you're doing there when you do that? You're just penciling in plans.
Yeah.
Right? You're not even really penciling it in. You're putting it on a post-it note and putting that on the
calendar. You're writing it on your hand in ink.
You're writing on
and
your hand.
And then you're going for a run.
And then you go to the, and then you're going for a run and wiping your forehead. And then it's just all over your, and you have egg on your face. I don't really know how it goes to that.
Where's this metaphor going?
I don't really know. But either way, you know what you're not doing? Having a play date.
Is that? But does that happen like to our podcast listeners? Does that happen to you guys? Is it like, do you live in a smaller town? And it's like, no, we absolutely.
I imagine it's probably a little bit of both. Like some people are like, it's all we have. We're going to have the play date's happening. I need the play date. I need it. It's going to happen.
It doesn't matter if you live in a small town or a big place like LA. It's like there's only so much you can do with your kids. It's either a playground park.
Sure. It takes a village, and I need the friend down at the corner of the village to really come through next week.
So I'll be – stay tuned if any of the play dates happen. with the schoolmates. Again, I'm open to it. I just am too lazy to initiate it.
Sure.
I agree with the idea. I won't follow through.
Sure. Hey, speaking of play dates, we got to hang out with one of our friends this week. Super fun, Renee. Who runs the who runs? She's the manager of the
CFO.
Mom Room.
CFO.
CFO of the Mom Room podcast. Uh-huh. We did her podcast this week, so that'll be coming out. I don't know. We'll check our social media when that comes out.
Yep.
We had a lovely chat with her. But had the dumb dad moment while with Renee. I'm not sure. You, I think you're kind of aware of this.
Okay.
But not
you had the dumb dad moment.
Well, we kind of did.
Okay.
I kind of did. But you were there. Okay. Guilty by association. Let's say it that way.
That's not fair, but okay. Well, I'll hear you. I'll hear you.
Well, I'm going down. I'm being flushed down the toilet, and I'm pulling you down with me.
You are just on fire with metaphors today. What is happening? You're flushing down the toilet, and remember, don't glass house throw stones. Keep listening.
So Renee contacted us a while back. She was like, let's do a podcast together. I'm going to be there. She got rented a studio for us to go podcasting, which is really cool.
Really cool. This is our studio.
Hey, listen, and this is handmade. Together.
I have nailed the soundproof foam pads to the ceiling.
Only because when we tried to glue them or tape them, they kept falling off.
But none have fallen off during a podcast. Which is a real missed opportunity.
It's a real missed opportunity, for the fans.
I'd be so happy one of these fell on us right now.
Yeah, like right now. As things happen when you're a parent, it doesn't really matter what it is, whether your job or whatever. You and I are both actors. I had an audition the same day.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, but that only comes the day before. Right. You know, it's like you get notified, you're working tomorrow. Uh-huh. So that's basically what an audition is. They tell you, you have an audition tomorrow. It's tomorrow. So you're going to work tomorrow. Well, I don't know whether you planned it or not, but you're going into work tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I think like, oh, and I'm supposed to be podcasting with Renee. Oh, it's at a different time. Okay, that's fine. So sort of the dumb dad moment is like, it was down in Hollywood where we went and did this, where we recorded with Renee, with the Mom Room.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lovely chat. We had a great time. We had the hour blocked out in the studio. And so we thought when we were done, it's been a few months since we've seen her. We've collaborated with her before. So we were so excited to go down and record with her. Great chat. And then like an hour and a half later, I think somewhere around there, I had my audition, which is probably another like 20 minutes away down in the area.
Yeah.
So we thought, there's a great idea. Let's go do our podcast. Then let's walk around and chat for a bit. And then let's go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Have a nice chat with her. Fun to catch up with her, blah, blah, blah. But I know, I mean, even to a certain extent, I knew you knew I had to be at my audition at a certain amount of time.
I'll be honest. I was checking my phone pretty regularly, being like, I think we do have to get out of here.
The windows seems to be closing.
Happening here? Because we drove down together.
Yeah. But we're in a great chat. And so sometimes it's hard to like end, you know, just like, all right, bye. You know, like to manage that window of opportunity to say that kind of thing. Anyway. All that to say, your wife was working, had a busy day of work. Uh-huh. My wife had the day off.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife was watching all four kids at my house.
She sure was. She
bless
sure
her
was.
Soul.
Thank you again, Katie.
Thank you, babe. I love you so much, and I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And my time
that,
management
you're
skills.
So sorry that
yeah.
you.
That, yeah, that we were basically like, all right, I guess we got to head out of here now. We kind of said our goodbyes and started heading up into the valley to go drop you off at my house to take at least two of the kids away from my wife.
Yeah.
So that I could turn immediately around and head back down for my audition. Now, here's the thing. There was not enough time to do that.
No.
Once we got in the car and headed north, it was like, I'm going to be pretty late.
Yeah.
And so we thought, well, that's a huge bummer, but unfortunately, sometimes the nature of the business, I was like trying to talk myself into it. Sometimes the nature of the business, you know, have you ever been that late for an audition before? And you're like, no. And I was like, yeah, neither have I. I was like, it already doesn't feel good. I'm just trying to make it. So then as we're about to head north, like basically the crossroad, head north, be super late. Or what are you doing? Stick around down there. My wife calls me and she's like, are you just staying down there? And I was like, well, we were headed north. And she's like, why would you do that? Just go there a half hour early.
I like
and have Kevin drop you off. Now, she was cool. She was totally fine with it. But it was one of those small things like, man, probably could have just managed time a little better. So she wasn't with four kids alone.
I like that you in the car were like trying to be like, no, this isn't a dumb dad moment. This is just how business works. Walking around and getting coffee for too long.
Yeah. You know, like spending the time you should spend, but also you can't afford the time.
You don't have the time.
You don't have the time. Yeah. So yeah, not that I could manage that situation much better than that.
Sure.
And just go, well, this has been great, but we have to go.
Yeah.
Which I'm not great at doing.
Sure.
We both said this before. We're both like, you saw it. I was literally watching it. You know, we're both people pleasers. And so it's like, I don't want to be the person to like make the fun stop or.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Apologies again to my wife because there we were. Then you were like, wait, I'll just drop you down there. And we stayed. Yeah. And you were nice enough to stay. You could have also ditched me at that point.
I walked.
And had me take an Uber home. But you found some more coffee. You found your ninth coffee of the day.
That was one too many, and I did not finish it. It was very strong.
You know it, too. And you're like, just I don't really think I should put this in my body, but it's really
coffee
close.
Coffee shops, cold brews are like 8 cups of coffee. Like, you get cold brew at one of the chains. They're good. I like them. I get them. But, you know, it's just a strong cup of coffee. You get them at, like, a mom and pop shop. Yeah. Even one that is packed.
It's like ethanol.
Where, like, they have
it's
turnover.
Just pure.
I don't know how they do it. Because like you could say, oh, it's mom and pop shop. They're slower. No, the one I went to was packed. Every seat was like
think of
taken.
It like gasoline. When you go to the gas station, you can put 87 in your car.
Right.
Some of the alcohol is kind of burned off that.
Yeah. No.
Or you can put 91 in.
This burns.
And,
like,
you know.
It was alcohol.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know,
heartburn, esophagus, gone.
It's caffeine with a little bit of coffee in there.
Yeah. Coffee flavored caffeine bombs.
Yeah. So anyway, needs to say, it all worked out in the end. Kids are fine. Your kids are nightmares. My kids are angels.
sure. Neither of us were there.
Neither of us were there.
To check the tape, unfortunately.
Stupid idiots. Stupid idiots. Just talking.
Just chatting. That will bring me to my dumb dad moment.
Uh-huh. So, was I involved in this too?
Probably. Somehow. I'll figure it out. So we're actually, you are involved.
Oh, come
you're
on,
not,
man.
You're just barely. So we're having Thanksgiving. Next week we're having it at our house. We're having you and your family over. So this is your fault.
Yeah.
We're having you over. We're having my brother and sister-in-law over and their kids, having my parents over and having some other people over as well.
It's a classic Friendsgiving.
Yeah. It's like,
Perfect. It'll be fun.
It's a Thanksgiving because I'm getting a family there and friends, close friends. So it's going to be great. So my wife and I are like, okay, so we're hosting and we have been, for those of you who've been following for a while and following our social media, I have this old fridge that we got when we bought the house because the fridge that we had doesn't fit. It's a normal
the
size fridge.
That you,
it's not a normal
this goes
size.
Back into quarantine. Like you bought that fridge in your apartment, right? It fit in your apartment and then you moved with it here?
Yeah. I had an air fryer that blew out the fuse in the kitchen.
You blew
killed
out the
fridge.
The second floor of your apartment complex.
Yeah, pretty much. So I bought and that was a crappy old fridge.
Right.
So we bought.
Let's go back even a little bit further.
Yeah.
In California.
So I was born.
When
in
you. Yeah. In the dark evening in Boston. when you move around here. There's no your fridge is a part of the stuff that you have.
Yeah, it
was, and like in Washington where I grew up, and I was like, you know, had a couple like apartment to apartment to apartment. There's
the
always
apartments.
A fridge that was there.
New York as well.
Yeah,
when I lived in New York.
Here, it's like your couch, like you bring it around with
it's
you.
Wild.
It's wild,
and it's a bummer when you figure that out the first time.
So, 100%, because you find out for the first time, it's early enough to where you don't have the money for.
Here's
one of
the
those
keys.
Things.
Where's the fridge?
Where's yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should be grateful you have a stove.
Which is where the fridge is going to get installed.
Yeah. So, is the fridge in the shop? Is the fridge in the shop? Yeah, it's at the shop. Go buy one.
Yeah, somebody put 87 in it, and it didn't it didn't work very well.
So blew that out. So we bought a new fridge in our apartment.
Yeah,
and we were
more
like,
modern.
Let's buy one
let's
that we
say
want.
Apartment, right?
Huh?
Well, the, modern apartment with a sizable cavity to be filled by a larger fridge.
So we got a big fridge. That, kick ass. The works. Ice maker. I mean, water.
Ice maker.
It's cold.
Keeps the things in the back cold, the things in the front cold. What I like about it, the things in the back aren't frozen.
You open the door, take something that's in the door, cold.
Cold.
So we bring that to the house, doesn't fit. So we're like, the people who sold the house were like, you can also have this fridge. We don't want it. So we kept it. So we've had this fridge. We're hosting Thanksgiving. Let's get a new fridge.
Coincidentally enough, it's like an apartment fridge. It's a very standard.
Yes.
And because your house is a little bit, the kitchen design's older, there's a smaller cavity, so there's a smaller fridge, so you're that new beautiful one didn't fit there.
It's in the garage. It's plugged in.
But no, it's great.
It's the beverage fridge.
It's the nicest garage fridge I've ever seen.
It definitely is up there. It's up there. So we're getting a new one, and
it's exciting.
We've had to measure like 10,000 times.
that's scary.
It's crazy because like I'm still not confident, even though I'm confident in the measurements. Like I've measured so many times. I've asked my wife a million questions when she's reading the specs to me, and I'm like, and with handles and without handles, and like
here's the thing, like because there's a difference between measuring for something that's going to fit that when you're like it's 57. Oh, and this is 60. Okay, yeah, great.
Right.
Right. Double check, 60, and this is 50. Yeah, it's 50. It's 3 inches. Yeah. Right. But when it's like some of these counters and the cavities and the cupboards above are like, you know, it's custom for whatever was there before.
So
I don't know if there's a super standard, but it is tight. I mean, when we put our fridge in our place, I mean, it was like, we're going to have a quarter inch on either side, and then you're really measuring.
I know.
And then you're kind of weighing against like, okay, so is this like the end all, the hinge, or is this like the general biggest part of it, maybe?
Can I chip off this part of the counter?
It's like
you're making concessions.
Because the way I'm measuring it, it seems like it's going to fit exactly. But
that's
something fitting
worst.
Exactly
is the worst.
And not fitting
is
the difference between returning a fridge to a major, having somebody come back to your house, put it back on the truck because somebody didn't measure correctly.
Yeah.
That's a fine line.
The movers who moved us into our house were very grateful for me because they moved that fridge out of the moving truck. They're wheeling it. And I come out, I meet them outside and I go, put it in the garage, guys. It's not
going
to fit.
Yeah. They're already going, I don't know. I've measured it like 55 times. Door.
It would be so hard. So... All right, so there's like...
Oh, sweet, man.
There's been like this capped water pipe behind the fridge that obviously doesn't hook up to the fridge because it's
out
an
of
old
the floor?
Fridge. Coming out of the wall.
Coming out of the wall, okay.
So we've had that, and I was like, great, when we get a new fridge, I'll have to put a spout on that, and we'll hook it up because this one doesn't even have water, so that's why it's not hooked up.
Sure
great. So... I pull it out. I look at it. I pull out the fridge, look at it, take some pictures, push the fridge back in, and I drive to the hardware store and I see my pal Scott. Anybody who's listening to this podcast knows Scott's my guy.
Scott's a man.
He's my plumbing guy.
He's him. Yeah.
He's the dude you want. He's the dude you want every time. So I go there. I show him the picture. I'm with my son. And I was like, hey, so getting a new fridge. It's going to be a water hookup.
Mm-hmm.
I got this pipe here. It's about 1 inch. I haven't taken the cap off because I'm assuming that's going to be a thing. But I'm going to take the cap off. But it looks like it's about 1 inch. I'm kind of guesstimating. And he was just like, yeah, I have no idea. He was like,
you got to bring hard. First of all, you got to bring hard numbers to Scott. About an inch doesn't help him.
Scott's great. no, Scott knows. But Scott did look at it and he was just like, he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. He's like, that looks like it's wrapped in tape. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not. And he's like, well, it looks like it's wrapped on top of whatever the cap is. He's like, so you just got to take it off and see what you're working with.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I got to shut the water off. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like,
So what you're telling me is, Scott, I got to do the hard work to get you the answer.
I was hoping he'd go, they're pretty standard. I can look at that. That's standard. You're going to need this spout. Throw it on there.
Oh, I see.
And get out of here. Or he'll make me buy two and I'll go back and return one later kind of thing. No, he was like, But you, that's, this is one of those scenarios you gotta take the cap off and see what you're working
Scott's
with.
Scott's legit, because you know when you give him an answer like that where he's gonna have to send you home, the first thing he does is go,
yeah.
Well, if it's a deep sigh out,
he doesn't know how far.
Yeah, you're
live.
Not leaving there with
he
your.
He probably
answer.
Thinks I live really close. The amount of times that I've been there, he's probably like, this guy's down the street.
He's down the street. I'll see him in an hour.
No, it's like 15-minute drive each way. So I was like, all right, man, I have no problem with that. Like, that didn't discourage me. I was like, yeah. All right. I was hoping not to.
I was going to try to get away with one
because
here.
What I didn't want to do is like turn the water off, take the cap off, look at it, try to get the cap back on. Cap doesn't go back on because it's weird.
Yeah, turn
now
the water
leave
on.
Leave the water off.
You've got a fire hose
home.
In your kitchen.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that. So I don't want to like go back to the hardware store. There's no water in our house now. You know, that whole situation.
Again with the water shut off, Kevin.
So I go back there. Shut the water off.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's not the dumb dad moment. I pull out the fridge. I get my wrench. Do you think I had a bucket to catch the water?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's not the
really?
Dumb dad moment.
Really?
Put
really?
A bucket underneath
you got
it.
Me there.
I was like, here we go. And I had to break off some of the paint because the people that own this house, they just painted over everything.
I know what it was.
I think that's what he thought it was. The paint. What?
I know what it was.
What was it?
You got all the way down to the point where you were like, all right, here we go. And then your wife's like, you got to go pick up the kid. It's early drop off. It's early pickup day. And you're like, oh my God, I need to leave.
It's not that.
Tell me, inquiring minds.
Get off all the paint. Wrench the thing. It, you know, I break the seal. Unscrew it by hand.
Uh-huh.
Pop the top off. Air shoots out first, which I was like, probably pressure. Mm-hmm. And then air keeps shooting out. And now I smell gas.
Oh, natural gas.
I have just opened a gas line into our house next to the stove, which has a pilot light. And because that's where you put a gas line is behind a fridge. And I screwed that thing on as fast as I could.
Well, some people don't know that, without making a spark. Some people don't know refrigerators used to be have little ovens instead of where the freezer was. Mm-hmm. But it was gas powered.
Yeah. To melt the ice in the fridge.
Oh, my God.
It was terrifying. Screwed that thing shut.
And this is my fault because of Thanksgiving somehow?
Mm-hmm. If I wasn't hosting Thanksgiving, this never would have happened. I mean, I opened every window in the house.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It smelled for a while. I was like,
that is what? How?
I could have blown myself up. And here's the thing. That's my dumb dad moment. But it was like, what an old weird house that I even showed like my guy. And he was like, be careful. That might be a
the
gas
amount of
line.
Shade that we're giving Scott right now. Yeah. Or all the listeners like, I think you got to get a different guy than Scott.
No, Scott's the best. Scott was probably like me where he's just like, and I texted my neighbor about this. So I now have no idea where the water line is. So I texted my neighbor and I go, hey, I was like, do you guys know a plumber? And the dad, just love it. Dumb dad next door just goes, I usually do all the plumbing myself. And I was like, all right, buddy, I do too. But I tried that and I opened a gas line. And he was like, he wrote back. He's my next door neighbor. He goes, next to behind the fridge, did the same thing.
Oh,
I was like,
God,
you did too?
That's amazing.
And he's like, yeah, I had a gas line back there. Apparently, that's where the stove used to be. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Before refrigerators existed.
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening here. So, real terrifying moment.
Oh, my God.
Like almost one of those blow up the house. And then it was like parent influencer in a murder suicide.
Yeah. The Dumb Dad Podcast, now a team of one.
Yeah. And then I had that thing for the rest of the day where like, so I went back there, I closed it, opened all the windows, and then I went back with the wrench and hand tightened. So don't worry anybody, I didn't over tighten, but that hand tightened just a little bit more to be like, I don't want a slow leak of anything.
Sure.
Like, let's make sure that's on there good. Checked it that the threading wasn't off. And I was like, but then the rest of the day, I'm just like, windows are open. The gas was out of there in not a few minutes. But the rest of the day, I was smelling gas.
And it yeah, it's like walking through a spider web, and then you feel the spider on you for like the next 2 hours.
It happened at like noon. I called my wife into the kitchen at like 6 p.m. and I was like, can you smell just behind the fridge for me real quick? I am smelling gas. And she smelled. She's like, no. I was like, okay, I didn't think so.
Okay.
But
because we're
freaking
in great danger.
Out.
You don't even know.
Yeah. Did I cook them dinner? No, they can have cold tuna.
Yeah.
Cereal for dinner.
I like you went right to cold tuna.
Cold tuna.
Cold tuna. How about that? Well, we could have all been dead earlier. So it's cold tuna.
You're not going to eat it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's cold tuna.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Fish sticks, you're not eating it. I hate everything.
Well, that is, it's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. You know what? Because listen, it's important for somebody else out there who is not going to make the same mistake now.
Yeah, just check to see if it's a gas line. I don't know if there's a way. I don't know if there's a way to tell that. That's the funny thing. It looked no different than a small pipe. Wasn't like it was like, well, that was a big pipe. Didn't you notice? It was like, no, it was a 1-inch pipe, which is like what the water pipes are.
Out of the wall.
Out of the wall, which is where in my apartment that was where the water was coming from. Mm-hmm. Out of the wall, not out of the floor.
I don't know, man. I don't know either. The where it comes from, I mean, things are different everywhere. Also because people do their own repairs and route things where
things
they shouldn't.
Things are different
but,
anywhere. And...
But like where the water comes in. I mean, we have a water hookup now, but it's like braided hosing coming from behind our sink, just routed through the back of the cabinets to the refrigerator. So
that's what I might have to do.
Well, yeah, unless you want to have...
Unless I can figure out how to make
gas
into
ice
water.
Cube.
Isn't just steam water gas?
I believe so. Mm. Don't fact check me on that. Just go for it. Here's what you're going to want to route it through some water, and then the bubbles, you're going to capture those. I think you're going to need some more. I think you're going to need some copper containers.
Oh, sure.
From what I've seen and people making alcohol in the woods, I think you're going to need a different setup. It's going to be a little bit more of a steampunk vibe to your ice cubes, but I think you're going to get there.
I think I'm going to figure it out.
Remember in Back to the Future when Doc makes an ice cube? It's like Back to the Future 3.
Yeah.
He like makes an ice cube. It goes through this like entire thing and it's like this dirty brown ice cube. It's like
it looks awful.
He figured it out. That's your ice cubes are gonna be coming out of your brand new fridge.
I'm sure I hope nobody listening to this podcast is wishing for my death, but I'm sure anybody who's been listening long enough is like, how's this guy alive? Like how?
How?
Like your house should have blown up. You just opened the line completely.
Just
and it was funny because it was such a surprise. It's similar to like when you eat something or drink something and what ends up in your mouth is like, that's not the beverage I was expecting situation.
Yeah,
I went that's what that was with like when the air came out, gas was nowhere in my
not even on the radar. Yeah, because you're hoping even though you shut the water off, water doesn't shoot out at you.
Yeah, I was hoping air, here comes the water. Here comes the water. Oh, it's still air. That's, oh no.
Oh, we're in trouble.
We're in so much trouble.
That little brief moment of sheer, holy shit.
I was suddenly.
That's life, man. That's suddenly right there. That's you're like, what are we? Oh my, we're in so much danger right now.
I was suddenly 1960s Adam West Batman. Quick, Robin, the room is filling with gas.
You're always like,
holy DIY Batman.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Don't worry about it.
I'm so high right now.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. It's amazing. I think we're just going to move on to user submission, right? Can't we? Or do you have something else?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of educating yourself.
Sure.
Parent-teacher conference today.
Oh, you had it
yesterday?
Today?
I had it yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, give me the update then. Then we'll move on because we have a pretty good dumb parent moment submission. So we'll do this before, and then we'll finish off the episode with that.
I'm learning stuff. I'm learning something about myself, Evan.
I feel like we've learned quite a bit about you this today.
Well, this is a good start for going into the parent teacher conference. I think it's important to note out the gate. I think the world of my children. I
would support that statement.
Yeah, I think the world of them. I love watching them learn and grow and discover things and like things and be like, I want to do this thing. I'm like, that's so cool. That's something I didn't encourage you to do and you found it on your own. That's so fun and cool. But
I have no idea what you're going to say right now.
But
suspense is killing me
because I'm me.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe how I think about myself, I think we need to peel that onion back.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I went to the parent teacher conference knowing my daughter is a good reader, mm-hmm. is good at math. She has like this homework every once in a while where it's like, how many math problems can you solve? It's not really math problems. It's like, what are they called? Oh, what's it called? Like math. I forget what they're called.
Leave all this in. Let's just sit
here. We're going to cut
it all out. We're just going to sit right here with this.
It's like 7 is equals like 4 plus 3. It's like you have to, but they're in squares. What are those called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I don't know where you're going with this.
You didn't help your son with homework last year. That's what I'm learning. That's all I'm learning. Anyway, she has this like, she has to do these number of cells and how many can you do in 90 seconds? And she.
Okay.
She can do them all. She can answer every single question in 90 seconds.
Sure.
It's like, all right, so she's good. I go to the parent-teacher conference, and I'm like, all right, lay it on me. What is it?
Should we take half of this off? Or
I mean, I just sit down, and I'm just like, okay.
So you're expecting good notes?
No, I'm sitting down, and I'm expecting bad notes.
Why?
Because I'm me, and I raised these children, so I assume I did something wrong. And I did the same thing.
And because everything seems so good.
Not just that. I think I never was like, it's not that I wasn't smart, but I just didn't apply myself. So, and I know my daughter is, but I went to the parent teacher conference, just like sat down. I was like, all right, I'm ready to get laid into.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing with my son the other, like a month ago at preschool. The teacher was like, you know, dismissing the kids. And she was like, can you hang back for a second? I was like, of course.
I'm going to get yelled at.
Surprised it took you this long.
I'm going to get yelled
at. What is it this time? A barf in your mouth? What is it? And no, it was like, it was something else. It was like some accident in the bathroom. Just wanted you to know so you don't hear it later and be like, what happened? And get confused because kids tell stories weirdly. But yeah, I just went down and I was like, it's just funny to me thinking about how that went. It all went great. She was fine. The teacher was very pleased with her. But I was like, I need to stop projecting, I think, how my behavior is onto my children.
Well, and on top of that, as if she's going to tell you something so far outside of your child's normal behavior that's some unfixable thing.
Yeah, probably that too.
In first grade.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like you just kind of forget that, like,
she's like, I went to a funeral this weekend and I saw the person digging the ditch. I think your daughter might want to consider that.
Yeah. Maybe an assistant. She might be an assistant to that. That might be a bit much for her.
It was
digging a hole.
I don't know. It's very strange. But it was funny. But I will say for my son, mm-hmm. and then we can move on to the user submission. Speaking of my son, because we haven't talked about this in the podcast yet. We're out of diapers.
You're out of diapers.
We're out of diapers.
You're out of diapers. Yeah.
Out. Like a surprise party.
And now I'm a little bit of privy to this, but like, here's the thing. With our daughter, it was kind of like we felt it coming.
Yeah.
We felt it coming and then kind of proactively made the decision to run out of diapers.
Yeah. You did it so really well. I like the way you did it.
Which was, admittedly, it's a little bit of a risk, right? It's a little bit of a risk because it.
Yeah.
Because we really were out of
diapers.
Having
no diapers on deck is definitely a risk.
But we trusted that we were like reading the situation enough to where we told her, I think eventually it was like, oh, well, we don't have any. We're out.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then it was, you know, even just that kind of conversation was a little bit intense. Like she's a little
mad.
Did
you guys read that somewhere or did you just come up with that idea?
In truth, I don't remember.
Okay.
I think it might have been like we probably read it somewhere as a possibility. And there's a lot of different ways to do
potty training. Of course, there's no right way. It's just you pulled the trigger on that one. It's serious.
But I think a lot of things like in parenting, like.
Can I ask you real quick? Did you have secret diapers somewhere?
I don't remember.
Things like,
I think we probably did. We probably had something somewhere.
In case she was just like lighting up her bed all night and you were like,
yeah.
Okay, it's not there yet. And you pulled out the mattress, the ones under your mattress.
Yeah. We might have had, I don't remember if we like really did like, we might have done like where we put a pack in the garage and we're like, we're out, you know,
yeah.
we're out and then committed to it you know, and then like break glass in case of emergency.
I can't wait for you to find that pack in 3 years.
Or we probably just trusted that we had a diaper that was 3 sizes too small in the bottom of the diaper bag or something
you
like that.
Just duct tape it around her waist.
Yeah, but we really did feel like, I think if we just commit to this and pitch it to her, like, oh, we know we're out of diapers, you know, then because it was kind of like a one, you know, like, you know, just basically waking up clean. She'd wake up clean, no problem. And she a few times was taking it off to go pee, like that kind of stuff where it was like, man, I don't know. It feels like we're so close that if we just kind of make the decision and commit to that attitude, it might work. And it did. But it seems like you guys were sort of in that conversation. Then he just didn't put it on again. Like he made the decision for you.
Well, he wasn't making the same choices that your daughter was making. He was, didn't need a diaper all day, had accidents here and there throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day. And not even every other day. It was like rarely he'd have an accident during the day, but it was just at nighttime.
Diaper.
Yes. Yeah,
and like
diaper.
wedding.
Yeah.
Pants
it doesn't make it to the bathroom kind of thing.
Sure.
But at bedtime, diapers on, no questions asked. The diaper's going on, and then he would go in the corner.
No questions asked. Behind the dresser. It was routine for you. You just put him in the diaper and put him to bed. Like, were you guys even thinking about it that much? Or were you ever trying to convince him, hey, maybe we don't wear a diaper tonight? Would he just not have that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'd suggest it. Not and he every was just night, like, but he was like, no, I don't want a diaper. That's hilarious. No.
Well, that's how
he would behave. He'd be like, of course I'm wearing a diaper. You're so funny. And then he'd put on a diaper. He'd go behind the dresser and then just dump that diaper
the
up.
Day. Because he wouldn't go poop. That's the thing.
He
wouldn't
go poop all day.
He wouldn't go poop all day.
In the toilet at all. So he doesn't go in the toilet. He's gone once and then never again, which I hear boys do a lot.
Huh? Couldn't. If you had paid me $1 million, I couldn't do that.
He has far less coffee than us.
I could do it. I could do it. I'd have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But I could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you would die. So he would wait till the end of the day and then he'd go.
Speaking of a gas leak.
And then he went one day in the toilet. And we were like, high five, bud. And then the next day.
Did you wash your hands first before we do the high five?
Just don't get white shower curtains. So he went in the bathroom. He went in the toilet. And then the next day he went in the toilet. And we were like, two in a row. And then that night he was like, I don't want to wear a diaper. And we were like, well, you did just go the bathroom. Okay. And then never again. Like that was just it. It was just weird.
That's hilarious. He's like, I mean, you guys aren't really making a decision on this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of
I saw you bought more diapers recently.
I'm just going to tell you to kind of take the lead on this here.
You have no faith in me, clearly. I saw how you acted at preschool when the teacher said hang behind. It's because I was student of the month. That was not the look you gave.
Yeah. I know what's going on here. All right. So how about I'm going to show you?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you
and
something.
And he did. He's had one. This has been, I forgot to talk about it on last week's podcast. I mean, it's been at least a week because I was going to talk about it on last week's podcast. It's been at least a week. He had one accident at night and that was because he just was so tired and fought me on going to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, well, he's not going to make it throughout the night. And
maybe he'll wake up and tell me.
Yeah, maybe he'll wake up and tell me. Probably not. We're probably going to wake up to a wet bed. Here's the funny thing. He came into our room at 3 in the morning. I was like, here it is. And he was like, wanted to sleep in our bed. Nope, he was dry. And I went back to bed with him, laid in his bed till 6 in the morning. I got up, forgetting about that whole bathroom thing. The bed wasn't wet. Got up, started my day. He comes out like 10 minutes later, soaked. Like, he just woke up and went, and I was like, oh, buddy. So that was his one.
He's close.
But he's been, that's it. It's, like, so funny. He's just waited as long as possible until he was confident. He was like, all right, I got this.
So you have diapers still.
Yeah, we're giving them away.
Yeah, but he has not been in one in how long? How many days has it been since he's put one on at all?
Well over a week. Probably a week and a half. Probably a week and a half, because I wouldn't have brought up I would have brought it up in the podcast confidently. So I'll say a week and a half.
I can't believe it. So the podcast is over.
Podcast is over. So this podcast started when my son was born, and we always said it would end it. Thanks for listening.
When diapers were done. Now we just have little attitude ridden adults. That's amazing. Congratulations.
But we,
that's in,
the
I
dumb
mean,
dads, are all out of diapers.
How about that? Cheers. That's amazing that It's come to this. Now the real parenting begins.
Oh, God. All right, let's read their user submission. Guys, if you want to tell us your dumb dad moments, like I thought there was a gas line behind my stove and it was a water line.
Good Lord.
Or something. You guys can, like I said earlier, email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram @dumbdadpod, which is also our handles on TikTok and Twitter. So check out those accounts, please. We're also the Dumb Dads on YouTube. But right now we're going to read a dumb parenting moment from...
It's from Jack.
From Jack. Jack. Jack, thanks for writing in.
Thank you, Jack. Here we go. Ready? All right. Jack writes, gentlemen, first of all, thank you for a great show. When I became a parent 2 years ago, I found that your content was a massively needed boost of laughter amongst the trials of a newborn during COVID.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. I recently told two friends that are due with their first kids in the spring that they need to start listening to your podcast as preparation for all the delirious nights being kicked by their kid.
They aggressively refused. Yeah.
Good on you, Jack. You guys were a huge source of comic relief last week when our croupy kid, my son has had croup a couple times, spent many nights in bed with us, coughing in our faces and using us as human taekwondo punching bags.
Oh, God.
It's really those nights that you remember. You look back fondly on, right?
I don't think I'll remember
why
those.
You have a dislocated
disc. I'll repress those.
I had a great dumb dad moment from this summer that I'll try to articulate succinctly. This summer... I got out of the military, getting 2.5 months off the back end from leave that I never took. At the same time, my wife went back to work, which meant we did a role reversal in who was a stay-at-home parent. During my first week of stay-at-home dadding, I took my son to a restaurant he really loves. I was being ambitious and also wanted to prove to my wife that I could consistently take our 2-year-old to fun things without having something dumb happen. That's actually impossible. That is correct. Mm-hmm. It is impossible. Mm-hmm. He just got potty trained, but public toilets were still incredibly terrifying.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I some toilets I'm afraid of in the public.
Public park toilets are terrifying.
Yeah, I choose the street more often than a public park.
Yes, you do.
At a point in our meal, he vocalized he needed to pee. I took him over to the restrooms, found that someone had parked themselves in the men's single toilet bathroom for what was either an epic poop or just some time to doom scroll Instagram. Regardless, an employee walked by and said, I should just use the women's restroom.
Oh, no.
Careful. Careful, Jack. Again, just one of those single bathrooms that you lock. So I said, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I went in thinking I'd be in and out. Gendered single stall bathrooms are dumb anyways because they're really just no difference and they make traffic jams. I'd take by Jack. I mean, it's true. You just go to the bathroom and come, whatever.
There's the only reason you swap is because men are filthy.
Because men are disgusting.
We don't want to have to wipe down two seats.
Well, I was wrong about the in and out thing. I tried to set my son on the big toilet and he screamed bloody murder. So I resorted to giving into his latest obsession, which happened to be watching the inside of a toilet tank while it's flushing.
Oh.
I spent a while negotiating with him until he decided that he would indeed pee on the potty if I took the toilet lid off, the tank lid off for him to look at it while I flush. Joke's on me. Public bathrooms cover up all the parts so you can't steal them.
Oh.
One bad apple. You know, Kev? One person steals a toilet tank lid and then
exits. I remember my 20s. I still got a garage full of tank lids.
Tank lids. You know, because if you have to go home, if you're Home Depot, they might try to convince you to get a whole new toilet, right, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Get a whole new toilet. After finally getting him to go and doing my small reassembly of the toilet lid, I walk out 15 minutes later. Sure enough, there were three women standing outside. They were indeed respecting the gender of the single stall bathrooms and looked highly displeased. Likely because they heard a male voice inside. I thought that hoisting my cute toddler into my arms would pick up their heartstrings, but didn't garner a drop of sympathy. They didn't care. I'm not sure how long everyone was out there for, but my dumb dad moment led to a line of women standing outside a woman's restroom listening to a man negotiate with his male toddler to try to take a leak on the in the toilet. He adds, also, Evan, your trips to Vegas sound like a front for some sort of Ocean's 11 heist. Whoa. You literally said 11 to 12 guys. Is that how you afford a tent? Two people larger in your family? But thank you for your poop story, Evan. My wife says she will no longer give me a hard time about urgent poops and completely gets that it's not just you. It's not a just you problem. So you see, Kevin, there are dozens of us.
I just think it's funny that Jack did such the typical dad thing, which is he, like the first woman who walked in there went, of course he disassembled the toilet.
Yeah. What was happening in here?
That's amazing. Jack, thank you.
Hold on. He's like, we got a couple of things. Yeah, not quite done. My question for you guys is, have you ever encountered people taking a long time in the bathroom while you have a kid that needs to pee? I once took my son to the Home Depot bathroom and two employees were in there for over 20 minutes in the two functioning stalls. Yes, one of the stalls was broken at Home Depot. Can you believe it? In light of the croup, my son had been generally a tornado, more of a tornado than usual. I completely wrote this as a stream of consciousness. It did not proofread. Any of it looks like delirious madman wrote it because the toddler dad wrote it. So you're sort of right. Again, thanks for all you do. I hope that you, at the very least, this dumb dad moment brought you some joy. Have a great day, Jack. I will say one more thing. He did add, he forgot to mention one thing. Mm-hmm. At the grocery store last week, I was so appalled by the cost of a bag of Halloween candy that I wouldn't buy it at the checkout. When I came home, my wife not only told me that $18 for a bag of peanut butter cups was the usual, but that I pulled a real dumb dad pod moment. No, I did not ask any nearby young people how much they thought it should cost, Jack. Jack? I think we're cut from the same cloth, my friend, because prices these days are absolutely outrageous.
Oh, for God's sakes. Let's just stop it there. Jack, thank you for the submission. Thank you for your service.
Have you had that before? Have you been waiting to go to the bathroom with your kid and then somebody's taking forever? I mean, that's like, it's impossible.
I think I have, but it hasn't been to the point where it became a real problem.
It's like an impossible conversation to have. We're telling your kid like, well, you know, we just have to wait. I, you know. My son will often say, like, I have to go to the bathroom really bad. It's like, okay, great, let's go to the bathroom. And if it's locked or whatever, or we're a single bathroom home, mm-hmm. you know, he'll, like, hover around the bathroom. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom so bad. It's like, well, I'm currently going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I'll be done soon. And then it's like, you know, 30 seconds later, he's making some comment. And he's just, like, walking back and forth. It's like, dude, I'm currently defecating. Can you give me a second?
To close the door. Amazing.
Shut the layer door. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
You did right, Jack.
I agree. He walks out there taking his sweet time, dirty looks all day. But you got the kid with you?
It's weird that he still got dirty looks with the kid. You can get away with everything with kids.
True. He could have just been using the bathroom, but it's like, if I bring the kid, I won't get in trouble.
You can also just do the ultimate dumb dad thing. Lift the kid up and go, oh, is that the... Oh, I thought it was the man's apologies. And then they're just like...
Right this way, ladies.
What a charming idiot.
The toilet was broken when we got in there.
Yep. I have a couple extra screws. They didn't need it.
Didn't need them. Everything's fine.
That's amazing. Thanks for the submission. Everyone, submit your own if you have them. We love reading them on the podcast. I will say thank you to @Verdue. For the intro, the outro to this very podcast, as always, you can find them @Verdue on SoundCloud. And thanks, as always, to my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Evan, do you have a joke?
Yeah, I got a fall.
Close it out
here. I got a fall themed joke for you. Ready? What did the mother turkey say to her disobedient children?
You're going to be killed and eaten on Thanksgiving.
Close. She said, if your father could only see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy. See, it's a twist because the father's dead in this scenario.
Yeah. Gravy is made of their own juices. That's horrifying that she would say that.
Yeah. In that one. Happy holidays, everyone.
Mom really went for the giblets on that one.
Okay. We're out of time now. Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.